Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Amy, and I'm here at a new time. Today, I will be sharing with Janine Reagan Sinclair, but as fate usually has it, we've got some technical difficulties here, and I couldn't pull her in with Skype. I'm going to Jethro's in the wings trying to help me out here, and we'll get started. But while we're here, I hope everybody is having a good week. Last night we had a blue moon. It was a full moon when you get two full moons in 1 month, and that's why we say once in a blue moon. I had an interesting evening in that my Bible study group, we went to a bar. I like to joke that once a month we like to engage in group sin. So, you know, we just go out and, you know, people are like, what? But, you know, my response to that is, what would Jesus do? And, you know, it's very easy to live a sanctimonious spiritual life up on top of a mountain or, you know, ashram or something like that. But our spiritual journey is meant to be lived out in the open and amongst all different kinds of people. So it really was a great time. Excuse me while I'm just trying to see if I can find Jethro or find Janine here. Oh, and let me launch the chat. I got so nervous when I couldn't find Janine that things got a little goofy here, but we will be fine in a second. So for those of you listening and either in archives or listening live this afternoon, just take a second to clear out all the negative energy and all of the stress and open yourself to receiving information and new ideas that will help on your journey. So while you spend a minute breathing in, okay, Janine's area code is 661. I found her. We have liftoff.
Hello.
Janine, hi, how are you?
I'm good, Amy.
I'm so glad we could find Jethro to, I practiced and everything, you know, I was like, oh yeah, I can do this. And I went in, I said, yep, that all works. And then when it came time to do it, it was like, didn't even work that way. So thanks for bearing with us. I'm thrilled to have you join you today. So before we get started, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself? Because in all my haste here, I'm afraid if I open the window that has your bio, I'm going to shut down Blog Talk or something. So I'm just going to do some breathing. And why don't you tell the guests about your work and your journey?
Okay. Well, I currently work in the UK, based in London, and I work with my own system, which is called Crystal Key Healing, and it incorporates diamond energy mixed with source, bringing discs and diamond nets through the aura and through the body to remove blocks. I also journey people into their organs and do regression and all sorts of things. I'm a hypnotherapist and an NLP practitioner. I'm also a clairvoyant medium. I give readings to people as well, but more in the line of their soul purpose. And I've got four books published to date. The most famous one is The Angel, the Witch, and the Warrior, which is 40 chapters on different subjects to do with mind, body, spirit. And the other ones are the ones Jethro loves the titles to. They're called Saving the World from My Bathtub, The Princess and the Pink Moon Leeches, and The Avatar and the Crystal Key. And they're basically fictional adaptations based on my personal diaries of my journey over the last 5 years and my astral travelling and interdimensional adventures are logged in the book. And how to ascend and alter your DNA, your nervous system, and the kind of things that you can expect to happen as these changes take place within your body. So they're all available on my website, crystalkey.com, and that's crystalki.com. And there's also some amazing downloads on there. My MP3 programs, I've decided to keep them on offer for only $97 instead of $297. And that's 13 hours of recordings to help with weight loss, money blocks, abundance blocks, finding the perfect partner, and spiritual growth. There's a lot out there at the moment in the other areas, but the spiritual growth one is really more unusual than most, I suspect, because It takes people in to clear their dogma, their religious conditioning, to remove original sin, and all these other things that lower our vibration. So there's also a couple of bonus MP3s in there as well. I'm the founder of the Crystal Key Foundation in the UK, which is an organisation I'm looking to create eventually 6 healing centres around the world and teach people how to purify themselves so that they can obtain the miracle frequencies.
Yeah.
And that's probably about it in a nutshell.
About it. That's an awful lot. But you bring up so many important things. You know, I noticed, you know, from doing the blog talk shows that we have, and even all of us who are, you know, who are involved on a, you know, doing spiritual work, we have this tendency to rely so heavily upon spirit, you know, just calling the show. I'm always like, what do my dead people want from me today? You know, what do my dead people have to say? What do my dead people have to say? And that's kind of, I just use that as a loving term to incorporate, you know, my personal connection to all the heavens, and it's a little tongue in cheek, but you know, there's so much of this, and in order to make you know, even, you know, you can get the most accurate reading, but if the person receiving the reading is not spiritually situated to do their part of it and then just use their free will, go in the total opposite direction, or not, or what's I see happen even more commonly is they don't do anything and they just wait for the angels and the spirit guides and this bippity boppity boo to come and manifest their dreams. It all falls short. And so I think that it's very, very important. I always encourage people who are calling in, especially people who are having very difficult times, that they really need to embrace some of this, you know, some of this healing modality. You know, you talk about the DNA. You know, we carry the wounds of our ancestors, and you know, associated with behaviors and things. We have so much guilt and shame wrapped up in so many things that we've done. You know, a lot of it tied to this concept of sin, but my understanding of sin, and I'm a Christian, and I don't think you were on yet, but last night, my Bible study, once a month, we go out and engage in group sin, which usually involves going to a bar, and everyone's like, what? Bible study? Bar? And it's like, you know, yeah, it's just, you know, sin, as my understanding, is an archery term that's missing the mark. And again, it's tongue-in-cheek about the group sin, because I, you know, there's just so much negativity tied to that word. But really, I just think it's, you know, it's really just a neutral. We really need to neutralize our shame that we develop around things that we do that are just human. And it sounds like a lot of your work and a lot of the educational materials you make available to people are designed to do exactly that.
Yeah, the imprints that you talk about are, they're also removed with the MP3 programs, because we inherit 7 generations in our DNA. So the programs that I've constructed, they follow a process to take you to remove limiting beliefs, false beliefs, even hidden beliefs, and then you go into the imprints that you've inherited from your parents, and then 7 generations of imprints from ancestors. And then when you've been through this whole process and removed the negative behavioral patterns, then you go into what I call the program room, and that's the room in your subconscious mind that creates your reality matrix. And you go in there and give your soul permission to remove the old programs that were running the old life, you know, the one that was problematic, and to basically put new programs in on your behalf. So they're very intense, but very simple to use. And the results have, you know, been absolutely fascinating. As you probably know, maybe your listeners don't realize, I've been on Blog Talk Radio as co-host of Psychic Jethro I've worked with him since February until May, and then I've moved over to A1R Psychic Radio myself. I've got my own show, which is on tonight at 10:30 Eastern for 30 minutes. So I'm no stranger to working with people on the radio now, and it's enjoyable to have that one-to-one contact with people because I specialise in quite high-level healing that's generally quite expensive, I suppose, for most people. And I do actually give some healing on the radio to people if they've got any, you know, blocks in their bodies or they're having any pain that they're not being able to shift and doctors can't find out what's going on with it and that type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it really is amazing for all of, you know, because we all joke that about, you know, the readings, you know, the, is my boyfriend cheating on me reading, you know, I caught my boyfriend in bed with another woman, is he cheating on me readings, you know, that go along with this. And it doesn't really require us to go to spirit, you know, the writing's on the wall. And then opportunities come in where in these otherwise ordinary moments in time, some real healing takes place by just getting people to, I like to talk about it as putting your belief, existing belief system in a box, and you don't tape it shut, you don't throw it away, you just put it in a box and think outside the box. And I see so much, especially medical healing, especially having to do with physical pain and things like that, that are just caused by energetic blocks. So I think that the work you're doing is just so very, very important, especially here in the United States where our medical system, conventional medicine is really being held hostage by the pharmaceutical industry and things like that. And it's just a, it's just wonderful that you're able to share these techniques, proven techniques. To me, it sounds like what you were just explaining with the seven levels. And if you think back through time, go through seven generations, you're back in, where, the 1700s or, you know, at least the 1800s.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, just think of, you know, the things that were going on during those times culturally and things like that. To think that, you know, you are housing the whatever, the shame, the pain, the unresolved issues of that, your people back in the set, people that you don't even maybe see on your family tree. It's just a really powerful statement, and it really, just really, if you just take a picture of that in your mind, look at all those people and all of that input that they've had in what you think and what you do. And it sounds to me like you, it's like peeling away an onion. And then once that's all peeled away, you go back and make a new onion, but with thoughts that are useful and realistic and pure instead of these garbled messages from throughout time. Okay, well, what do you want to do next? We do have some people in. Did you want to do some sort of meditation or demonstration, or we do have a few callers in the queue? I'm going to leave it to you as to what we do.
Yeah, well, let's speak to the callers. They've called in. They've probably been waiting for 20 minutes now, so let's see who's on the line.
Okay, great. And for everybody, we're really not going to do, you know, you can ask a quick question. We do have several callers, so we're going to have to move relatively quickly. And hopefully your question will, you know, somewhat relate to the work that Janine is doing so that we can make the most of our opportunity with her this afternoon. Okay, so our first caller, 209, you're on the air. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, my name is Pamela.
Hi,
I'm calling in to, I guess, to see what kind of an energy I can have around in my home or take it in my home. It's a small studio next to a house. We share a wall, so you hear everything. And the neighbors, we're having some conflict. I called in yesterday, and the guys just mentioned just to you know, do it in love, and but don't confront or anything right now. But it just seems to be just like there's still a really bad energy and just high, I feel like just high anxiety. And I'm a Cancer, so my home is my home. So I was wondering, yeah, what could I do to maybe bring in some good energy? And I'm praying for him. And
okay. Well, the first thing I can see, Caroline, is there's kind of a gray energy portal in the corner of your lounge on the wall with the neighbors, near the wall with the neighbors you're having the problem with. So this is going to be affecting, this isn't, you know, their fault. This could have come from anywhere. It's a vortex. This vortex needs to be cleared from your home. This is something that I do. I do house clearings. I'm not sure. It's the kind of thing that needs some investigation. If I was going to work and clear it for you, I'd meditate, find out if it's karmic, if it's linked to one of the people in either of the properties, if there's a contract for it, why it's there. It's not the kind of thing you can just shut down. I don't. You know, other people may do it, but I'm extremely careful that I don't encroach in other people's karmic circumstances when I'm working on any level. So I would investigate first with a meditation if that had the house address, and this, find out if it was okay for it to be shut down and completely removed from the premises, which is what the kind of thing I can do. If you know somebody else who can do it for you, great. But I always check that there is no, sometimes these things are bound to one of the occupants for a certain amount of time, you know, maybe 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and then they can be removed. So that's what I'm seeing going on in the house, and that's definitely going to be affecting you and affecting the energy between the two. I would get it looked into if I was you, because it's sucking energy out of your property. It's like draining your life force.
Right, right.
So
okay,
it's having a really, you know, detrimental effect on the energy in there. And it in itself, you know, it's a low vibration portal. So that's something that needs to be looked at further.
Okay. I will pray about it and check into it. Thank you.
Okay. I hope that's helpful. Thanks for calling in.
And one of the things that I would just suggest is, in the meantime, you know, when you start feeling the nick, you know, make sure that you're properly shielded and blocked. And one of the things, because I'm a huge empath, and, you know, I'll be in the grocery store, and if I don't properly protect myself, the person in front of me on the checkout line, their whole story will download into me, and I end up in a situation where I don't even know which problems are mine and which problems are others. And I've learned this very quick technique. I mean, it's like emergency. This is like a first aid kit. This isn't going to facilitate healing. It's going to be like triage. Putting one hand across like your belly button, so it's going, your elbows on one side of the front of you and your fingertips on the other. And then your other arm, you know, the elbow is down like where the fingertips are. And, you just cross your heart. And that can help us block, you know, sucking in that energy. The energy will, you know, still be there until it's, removed or redirected, because energy does not die. But it is a good way, you know, it's a good quick fix. Like, think of it like first aid kit, you know, just a quick first aid, it's emergency, you know, blockage if you start feeling yourself getting their energy, going into you. And with that, we'll go on to the next caller, who is area code 203. 203, thanks for your patience. Who are we speaking to today?
Hi, my name is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. How are you, and how can we help you?
I went on an interview last week. I've been looking for a job since January, so it's been a struggle. But I went on, and it went over really well, and I just wondered, I'm supposed to hear today. Do you see me going back to work shortly, or...?
You were supposed to hear today.
I'm sorry?
Did you say you were supposed to hear today?
I'm supposed to hear today, yeah.
Okay. Okay, I think there's going to be a little bit of a delay on your notification regarding this job. on your path, they're showing me your path, and it's got a kind of curve in it. So it's like it's going along nice and straight, and then there's a big curve, like you're doing a detour around what you're supposed to be doing. I think that there's going to be a change of career coming for you in the not too distant future. What do you do at the moment?
Right now, I haven't been working. I've been home with my kids for a while. My husband passed away 4 years ago, so I've been kind of just getting them back to, you know, through their, you know, through their grief and stuff. And now it's time for me to get back out. So I really haven't been working. So that's a change of path for me to go to work.
Okay, maybe to do with that. And what's it? What is this job?
It's actually working for a printing company.
Okay. I just feel that, I think that this could be okay for you for a while, but I don't think that's what the curve is. I think this is going to be a stepping stone for you, and something else is going to come in, and you're going to look in another direction. I would hang in there with this. I think that, you know, it's going to be a few days before they get in touch with you, but I'm being shown a big plus sign in front of me, which is like good news, you know, it's a positive. And just hang in there and be patient. But I do think that this job is going to be a stepping stone for you. I don't think you're going to be there very long before you're moving into another area. There's going to be something else happening.
Yeah, it's kind of, that's what I'm thinking. It's going to be stepping. I never thought of it as really long term, but I really do need to go back to work financially and emotionally. So I thought it just, you know, this will be kind of something to get on my resume to be get back out there again.
Well, it builds your confidence, doesn't it? When we've been out of work for a while, it does make a difference.
Right.
I know I did it when my son was a baby, even for, you know, a couple of years, and it was quite daunting going back into, you know, the office and getting back into the run of it when I was working in an office. So I do understand that. You'll be fine. There's a lot of really positive energy around you. And I can see a beautiful big angel standing next to you as well. Do you talk to your angels at all?
Oh, I always talk to my angels and my deceased husband, everybody else.
Yeah, okay, good. That's important. You're a natural medium. That might be something else that you need to be looking into. Maybe go on some kind of course, mediumship course or psychic course. Perhaps something with Jethro. Jethro teaches those courses, doesn't he? Psychic Jethro. You're a natural. You would be able to do this so easily, and your angel is, you know, saying yes, this is what this is right for you. This is something that an area that you could be moving into. Maybe then you can start, you know, get yourself an angel card, start giving some readings for your friends and this type of thing, and this was going to curve out another kind of career for you that you could move into that area. That's what I'm being shown.
Okay. Great. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Lynn. Good luck with that.
Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm going to be like the practical person on the call today. A couple of things I wanted to suggest is that, you know, because you said that, you know, it's very important to have a medium mentor, and not just do this. But one of the ways I practice is call into the blog talk shows where they're giving readings and just sit there. Don't get in the queue and just sit there and do the readings. And the other thing I wanted to mention about the angel cards is if you just type in angel cards in the Google search, you can get the cards online, and while it doesn't have the whole book that goes along with it and things like that, one of the things I do to practice is I'll tune into a blog talk show, pull cards for the people online, and, you know, and see what my, and, well, first I'll pull from spirit, then I'll pull the cards, and I'll see if those are the same, and it's amazing how what you pull from your spirit guides, what you see in the cards, and what you'll hear the other reader giving is all the same, and it'll build up your confidence, and it'll build up your, you know, because I really think that this intuitive and energy work, it's really like a muscle, and it's really just a matter of developing it, and while that is no substitute for having an experienced mentor, it's a very good way to practice. So
yeah,
that's a really good idea.
Yeah,
it's a great thing to do. It's really been very, very beneficial to me. And, you know, again, it's affordable. But It's just a good way. It's just a good way to see, because how it worked for me when I would do that is I would gain the confidence, and that confidence is going to affect all the other areas of your life as well, because you will become, even if you decide that you don't want to make a profession of this, you're going to be able to trust your intuition. And you'll intuitively be able to direct your life going forward when you see for yourself that you can trust your gut. So good luck with that all, and thank you for calling in. And the next person is area code 661. That's you. So the next person we have here is area code 818. 818, you're on the air with Janine Reagan Sinclair and Amy Cavanaugh. Who are we speaking to?
Lorena.
Hi, Lorena. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm great. We're great. How can we help you?
I was just calling to see if I have any messages from my loved ones who have passed.
Okay. Can you tell me their name?
John.
Okay. Because I can see two men around you, and I can also see a dog that looks like a golden Labrador. Reminds me of a golden Labrador in your aura. Does that make any sense to you?
Not the dog.
Right. Well, there's a dog there as well. So it may, you know, I don't know where this dog has come from, but there's a dog. There's a dog in your aura as well, like a beautiful golden Labrador, very light animal as well, very light energy. It's quite angelic in its energy. So maybe that's just around you anyway, from another lifetime. That's something to meditate on and have a think about. The taller gentleman he looks to me roundabout, could be anywhere between 40, 50 years of age. And I'm also being shown a picture of a tree, a very tall tree, like a redwood tree, Canadian redwood. Are there any big trees around you?
Not really, but I just bought a little charm with a tree on it that I keep on my necklace.
Okay. Well, the thing when I'm showing these trees, normally it's a message for people to be out to be connecting with the tree spirit. And I think this is the message that's coming through here, because I'm seeing this guy and he's showing me a tree. Now he's telling me yes, to talk to the tree, to communicate with the trees. There's information going to be coming through to you from the trees. Now, you don't necessarily have to be with a redwood tree in your garden to communicate with trees. You can do it via a photograph on the internet. I teach people how to communicate with animals and how to communicate with trees, and they don't have to be in the solid. You can, you know, you could pick a beautiful picture of a redwood tree on the internet, and you can connect with that particular tree, save that picture. This tree has got information for you, so it's very simple. You just get the photograph and you just ask the tree, if it's the tree that Janine Reagan Sinclair spoke to you about, just search through Google, you'll find the tree, and just sit quietly and take some breathing, nice deep breath, and just ask the tree if this is the tree and if it has a message for you, and just see what comes to you. Do you work with any kind of spiritual modalities at the moment?
No.
No. So you haven't done anything like this before?
As far as calling, talking to medium?
As far as communicating with spirit or communicating with
yes.
Your angels or anything like that?
Yes, I do, but I don't practice. I don't know. I don't have any psychic abilities myself.
Well, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised there. Everybody's capable of psychic abilities. It's like a switch. You just need to flick it on and then practice with it. Like Amy said earlier, it's like a muscle that the more you practice, the better you get. And I think this is going to be a beginner for you. Do you like nature? You're into nature and trees and the outdoors.
Not really.
No?
I am going camping. I don't know. I guess that. Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Well, maybe see when you go camping if there's a big tree that just your intuition tells you to go and put your hands on it and touch it and just start connecting with the trees. And see what comes to you. Just put your hands on and just, you know, ask the tree if it would like to communicate with you and see what comes into your mind. It literally just comes in like a thought that you think, well, you know, that's a strange message. That's a strange thought. That's not something I would have just made up. And it's just practice. But there's definitely some information coming through the trees to you, and that's what this man wants me to share with you. So it's a bit of an unusual one, but there you go.
Okay,
good luck with it. Amy, have you got anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, I just want to, I mean, I'm not channeling right now. I'm really just listening. But one of the things that struck out, like you said, oh, I don't have it. Everybody has part. Everybody, if you have a soul, you have these extra senses. It's just we've grown up in a culture that doesn't pay much attention or even shuns the use of those. So it's really everybody has, you know, everybody who has a soul has these extra senses. We've just been sort of programmed not to rely on them. You know, we think that we rely upon hard work, you know, and different things. And it's really important to understand that it is just, and if you hear the stories of so many people who do this, most of them, the reason they developed their, well, some people had them as a small, you know, right from a small child and then never forgot them. Many, many people end up developing them as the result of some sort of illness or trauma or a death or something like that. It's just sort of like the, you know, you just need, your body just taps into those because it knows, the universe knows how to protect you. And so don't ever cut yourself short on that. And the other thing is, and he said, this just caught out, and I'm certainly don't mean to sound like I'm criticizing or picking on you, but this is one thing I noticed about myself. In order to have the life that the universe intends for us and in order to bring heaven to earth, we need to be very, very specific. And I don't think very many of us are very specific about what we want out of life. So when you said, you know, when Janine asked you, do you like camping? You're like, oh, I guess, you know, that's a perfectly normal answer. I'm not, you know, it's just, that's one of the things I'm working on is to be very, very specific as to what you want from the universe. Because as if you're specific to your guides and, you know, to what I call my dead people and all of that, they'll give it to you. But it's based on our thoughts, not based on, you know, what comes out of our mouths or what we do. It's really it's based on our thoughts. So, you know, urge you and everybody who's listening today to just keep that in mind and make sure you really hone your thoughts in to be, make sure that they are, you know, in a straight line with what exactly you want. But great, thanks so much for calling. And we've got about 20 minutes left, so we're going to go to... It sounds like we're going to 617.
Hello, how are you?
Great, great. Oh. How are you today? Who are we speaking to?
Hi, my name is Tina. Thank you for having your show. I would like to know about my love life. I would like to know what you get from my friend Braylon and Michael.
Okay, there's two men around you at the moment. I'm seeing a big heart around you, and I'm seeing two men. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Both of them are holding flowers. Both of them are vying for your attention. This is a close one, really. I can't see one being better than the other. This is really down to your personal preferences on which one you prefer. They're both nice guys. They've both got nice energy around them. They're both, you know, it would be positive whichever one of them you went with, chose to go with. It would be a positive relationship. So it's down to choice. Are these two men in your life at the moment?
Yes.
They are. And are you dating both of them, or have they both asked you out on a date? What's the situation?
Yeah, they're both pretty close. I've been just trying to, I've been keeping them at bay because I'm trying to, you know, make the best decision in the spirit first.
Okay. Well, I'm afraid, you know, I can't say one or the other because I'm being shown as a dead heat with these two guys. They're both nice guys. They're both going to be good for you. It's purely down to, you know, follow your heart, whichever one makes your heart sing.
What would you get from Braylon? Well, yeah, what do you get specifically from Braylon?
Say that again, sweetheart.
Yeah, what specifically do you get from Braylon?
I still can't hear you properly.
The guy's name is Braylon. What do you get from Braylon?
I'm getting the same energy from both of them. I'm getting, as I say, I can see a heart with the two men on the outside of it, both carrying flowers, both are looking very positive. There is absolutely no indication of which one's going to be better for you than the other. It's purely down to your choice from your heart, and that's what I'm trying to advise you to do here. You just need to follow up. Whichever one makes your heart sing, listen to your heart, not your head. It's not, you know, when I say to people about love, finding a partner is, you know, people think they want a millionaire and they want this and they want that and they want the other. But you know what? The most important thing is whatever makes your heart sing. Money isn't an issue. You know, it's nice if they've got a good job and can pay the bills. That's all very good and a bonus. But it's not the most important thing. The most important thing is your heart, because if your heart is happy, then everything else is running smoothly. And that's where you need to focus your energy and focus your attention when you make your choices. So it's about choosing from your heart, not who's got the best house or the best car or the best job. It's choosing which one makes your heart sing, and that's the best advice I can give you here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, big sigh. Sorry about
Thank
that. All right, good
luck. That's really interesting, and this is just a prime example of how we create drama and trauma in our life by not really knowing what we want, you know. And it's like, sure, I mean, I could, and just for anyone who thinks that I'm passing judgment, if you could see my personal life, you'd be like, why are we even listening to this woman? But we do that. We're not, you know, it's like, well, of course it's like this, because if I'm going to think one thing and do something totally different, or send out mixed messages, because the messages carry energy with them. The whole universe, all our guides, we're, you know, they're running around crazy trying to manifest this stuff for us, and by the time they go and conjure it up, suddenly that's not what we want anymore. So, and that's how we have drama in our lives. That's how we have drama in our lives, is by not having those clear intentions. You know, for those of us who are looking for mates, we should have a list in our mind or, you know, in our hearts of the characteristics or, you know, that we are looking for. But no, we just go from place to place and, you know, suddenly someone, you know, chats it out. And we're like, oh, yeah, that's the one. And unfortunately, when we go out, when matters of love, when we go out without a list of what we want in a partner, we are attracted to what's familiar. And more often than not, we will gravitate towards people whose primary commonality with us is that they have the negative characteristics of our primary caregivers. So, and it's so funny, because if one more male in my life says, you remind me of my mother, you know, of course you do, because that's why you found me across the crowded room. So really, you know, get a list, you know, spend some time, you know, instead of the times when you're sitting around thinking, why isn't he calling? Where is he? Is he out with someone else? Make a list of what you're looking for in a mate and see if the person you're with now has those. And if not, maybe that's why, maybe that's why there's the drama and stuff. So again, please don't think that this is how I got my love life to work. We all do this, but the more time we can spend thinking about these concepts and incorporating them into our lives, I think that, you know, we will find that, you know, what the goal for me is to bring heaven to earth. And I have moments of heaven being on earth, and then I'll go start acting like a silly human and muck it all up again and go, how could this be? And it could be because of, you know, there's only one reason things are the way they are, because of your thoughts and the energy that is associated with them. So anyway, enough about that. Our next caller here is Erica 315. 315, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Who are we speaking to?
My name's Annette.
Hi, Annette. How are you today? Thanks for calling in. We've got about 13 minutes left, so I'll try to be quiet. And if you could just ask your question, we'll get going here.
Okay. I'm involved in the business deal, and basically with this one gentleman, this the main person, and it ended up going into a relationship type thing, and then it swung around. And I'm not sure where it's going yet, and I don't even know if I'm being lied to or manipulated or whatever. What do you see with that?
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm being seen here is this guy's got there's quite a manipulative side to him. There's quite the image I'm getting is a bit sneaky.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Well, I'm starting to see that. I mean, because everything that is from Thomas or something from, that didn't happen because of this, and that didn't happen because of this. But yeah, like when the subject came up, it was like, oh, that's no problem. We've got all these buddies that will do this, that, and the other thing. You know what I mean?
There's definitely, you know, I would err with caution here, is the feeling I'm getting about this one. I don't think this is a positive relationship for you to be in at all. It doesn't feel positive. It doesn't feel like it's coming from the right place. It feels more base than heart-centered. And I don't think it's going to do you any good to stay involved in a relationship with this man. But, you know, obviously the choice is yours. As far as business is concerned, if it's a partnership, I would, you know, just respect everything on the level of business. Just keep an eye on what's coming and what's going in and out of the business, and, you know, just be discerning is the word that I would use here. I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but I'm just saying there's a little bit there that's not 100% kosher and just a little bit sneaky that needs to be watched.
Okay.
You know what, this line that I didn't make, this line is so bad, I could hardly make you out a word of that. What was that?
Did I get in contact with his boss? Because I've never been in contact with his boss, and he always says Sam says this and Sam says that. And I don't know if he's using Sam's when it's true. And then the recent thing is that he's talking about how Sam likes to see everybody. You know, all of a sudden, there's this, like, two issue. And, I mean, I haven't done anything, you know what I mean? I just want to see some land, and they want to use my land. But if they're not going to be using my land, I want it up to sale.
I'm sorry.
The line is so garbled, and it's interesting. I just want to say it's kind of interesting because Jethro will know this. The energy tends to work with Blog Talk, and I just want to clarify that no relationships are bad relationships because they all teach us lessons. But again, it's what do we want? Do we want to learn lessons? Like, oh, I want to go out and find my next partner because I want to work out all my karma so I don't have to come back, you know, then these kind of lessons are perfect. Then these kind of relationships are perfect venues to get down and do some major work. But most of the time, that's not what we want out of a relationship. We want safety and affection and things like that. So, again, it really goes, I'm sorry that we couldn't specifically hear the questions that you were asking. But, again, I think it just goes back to what is it that you really want? Because this is not magic. People can evolve, but they cannot change. And people are sent down here on assignment. And that's an assignment from God. So if they're assigned to be like a force to be reckoned with in your life, they can't come back and, you know, they can't like go back and get a different job. They are who they are in your life. And it's, you know, and it's just important that we understand that, especially when we are picking the people that we're going to work with, love, and have in our lives. So, perhaps you can call back. You know, their Psychics Gone Wild is on every day, and I'm sorry that the phone lines were distracting us from hearing your call. But please call back in with those specific questions to one of our other.
She could call me on my show tonight at 10:30, and I might be able to finish it off. You know, finish off what I was saying to her because. When things happen like this in our lives, I mean, I've just given her the reading on a human level, on a spiritual level. What's happening is, if the sky's a bit sneaky, it's showing her the magic mirror that there is a part, an aspect of her that can be also a little bit sneaky that needs to be healed and looked at. So when I teach my students, I say to them, no, everyone that comes into your life is a mirror. No, and if you're seeing something in somebody that you don't like, that's a part of you, whether you are willing to accept that or not. That is a part of you because just the ego self is not all of you. You have different aspects of yourself that contain these negative traits, and it's those aspects that need to be healed and integrated. So we're much more complex creatures than people realize, and everybody acts as a mirror, and this is why the negative in relationships is positive, as you say, Amy, because it's showing us part that needs to be looked at and needs to be addressed so that we can heal them and move on. And then the more we do that, the better and better the people we attract.
Exactly. And we have to remember that no one comes in our life by accident, but it's up to us what we're going to do with them in our lives. You know, we don't have to, many people, especially for women, many men come into our lives, and we are not supposed to marry them. We're supposed to learn from them. So it's really a matter of developing this discernment. And we've got one more caller, and we've got just 6 more minutes left. But again, all these questions that came in and the overall tone of the show today, you know, really goes back to, you know, Jan and Missy have been so helpful to put Janine's contact information in the chat room. You know, all of these spiritual concepts, all of these readings, they really help us light the way for this journey that we're having better when we're spiritually evolved. And spiritual evolvement requires exercise. It's like going to the gym. It's like anything. It requires exercise. So I think that be very you know, take a look at because one of the things about Janine's work that I'm so impressed with is it really just gets to the root of the matter. It's not tied up with all of this, you know, you have to do this, you know, you have to put this on your head and then stand looking towards, you know, Venus or this or that. It's just very, very practical and proven things that the net result is a better you and a better and a happier time for the rest of the time that we spend on this earth. So our last caller here is 813. Are you there? Oh, 813 dropped, and 305.
Okay. That's my karma. That's great. Thank you.
Hi, dear. How are you?
Well, I was happy to see that you are on the show today, and I wanted to call because you always bring a smile to my face. And when I heard the voice, I said, that has to be Janine. And I've been
that
looking for
Janine.
That has
to be Diana. Janine. Is that
yes.
Diana?
Yes. I've been looking for you, and I haven't found you until now.
I'm on A1R Psychic Radio now, Diana.
Which one, please?
A1R.
If you don't mind, if you could type it into the chat room, because I don't know, it may be a bad line.
Okay,
but it's
A1R Psychic Radio. I'm on at 10:30 tonight, Eastern.
Deanna, we'll put it all in the chat room. So you and
Jean
talk, and we'll get you all the information because we're running out of time.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm sort of coming back together, Janine. Originally, you told me I had like 3 lost strands. Then I only had 2. I think I still have 1, or maybe still the 2 of them. But I'm sort of reintegrating. But I'm a ways away from achieving the finalization of this task. How much longer do you think I have to do this?
You've got one more soul aspect, one more soul fragment to find on being shown here. And I'm saying that they're telling this will be brought back in within the next 2 months.
Wow, that'd be a relief.
The third one. There's a lot more light around your aura, Diana, much, much better than the first time we met. Wow, that must have been 6 months ago.
Yep, about 6 months ago, and I had a dark cloud.
Yeah, much, much more light around you now. Fantastic. It's definitely a big improvement.
Well, thank you for part of that, and Amy, because she does make me laugh. I just saw her picture, and I said, oh, my God, her eyes look like my eyes. It's, you know, I can't express it, but that sense of wonder in the eyes or wonderment. And,
oh, you're giving me goosebumps, Deanna. You're giving me goosebumps, so you must be speaking the truth. And, Deanna, you're just such a special person. So, you know, no one said that life was going to be easy, and we seem to, on our earthly ventures, want the easier, softer way. But recently, I've learned, and I just learned this weekend, I don't have time to tell the whole story, that, you know, when you get these really hard lessons, and like Janine just shared with Deanna, you know, I might not have to come back. I might have worked out everything, and I could be, you know, I could be a spirit, and wouldn't that be amazing? And so we were always so like, oh, how could this be happening to us, and lapse into a victim mentality when really we should just be so honored, you know, like God trusted me to be able to find my way out of this mess. Wow, I must be special. So
that's a good way of looking at it, yep.
You know, and then that's what I do now. It's like, bring it on. If it means I don't have to come back anymore, if I don't have to incarnate any more times, then I can go up there and be one of those sparkling, fast-moving, do whatever you want, whenever you want, beings, starbursts, whatever you want to call them. I'll take whatever, you know, I'll take whatever my earthly journey, it, you know, just bring it on. Hang me on the cross if you have to, whatever. You know, and if we just look at our problems like that as opportunities, I think that we will self-propel ourselves through that. But what happens when bad things happen is automatically our vibration lowers down to our little root chakra, and there's just not much energy down, you know, things move pretty slow down there, and that's why it takes a long time for us to crawl out of some of this stuff sometimes. But anyway,
especially from my root chakra, especially from that root chakra.
The root base is definitely the one to keep clearing.
There's some people who never move out of that chakra. You know, they're so, and it comes from these things that Janine was talking about. Most of that stuff comes from ancient wounds of the generations before us. So we have 10 seconds. It's over. This is a great show, and it's just a real privilege to share the airwaves with you this afternoon, Janine.
And you, Amy. Thanks very much. God bless.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, and thanks for everyone who called in. Love
Bye, Deanna.
You.
Thank you. I'll call back again next week, I hope.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
You posted. So for those that are still, I think it's still going to go on in the archives, but we are off the air. Janine's contact information is available. She's on Facebook, but she's...
crystalkey.com is the best one.
Okay, crystalkey.com, because someone has a different one in here, but we'll get that one in here. And join her tonight. I put the link to A1R Radio. It's askoneradio.com, and you'll be on tonight at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time this evening. And not sure, you know, we're always making a lot of changes here on Blog Talk Radio. Jethro just gets an idea in his head, you know, an energetic combination in his head, and he throws things, you know, sometimes it looks like he's throwing spaghetti against the wall, but he's getting, you know, it's coming from, he gets these messages. And so this was a great show, and we'll see what's going to go on going forward, and hope, but even if Janine is not a regular in this time slot, or even if this time slot isn't a regular time slot because the universe changes it, I am sure that we will have her back on soon, and look forward to seeing all of you again. So great. So thanks for bearing with me at the beginning, Janine, and thank you all listeners.
No,
and thanks Misty and Jan from Womaning the chat room. And we'll see everybody real soon. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks, Amy. Take care.
Bye, dear.